91X News.
It's 4 degrees and overcast at 5 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Steph Crozier. On the 23rd of November, officers from Project Long Arm, Belleville Police Service Provincial Anti-Violence Unit, and Belleville Police Service Emergency Response Team executed a Controlled Drug and Substance Act search warrant at a residence on Dundas Street East. The search resulted in the seizure of 320 grams of marijuana, 1.5 grams of cocaine, digital scales, drug paraphernalia, and cash.
So it's pretty troubling. You know, it's not like she even knows what she was doing.
A group of Loyalist students in the biosciences program gathered today to participate in a mock United Nations debate. The debate focused on nations where water and water-induced conflicts is an issue. In September, students were assigned to research specific countries they would represent. Third-year student Katie Ann Milton felt the whole process allowed her to gain more knowledge about the water issues around the world.
Educating myself with Sudan alone was very invigorating. Learning about other countries as they spoke kind of opened my eyes a bit more on the water scarcity in the world itself.
Organizers invited representatives from other colleges and universities to sit in on the event in hopes of expanding and adding more nations next year. Canadian troops are being honored in Ottawa today for the successful conclusions of their mission to keep civilians safe in Libya. Roughly 2,000 Canadian troops deployed to the region in March after the United Nations issued a resolution to protect civilians from troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. Canadians flew over 1,500 missions and took lead role in the effort, with Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard commanding the entire NATO and coalition mission. You can tweet him, email him, and even get a personal phone call from him. But in this age of social media and the internet, writing a letter is still the most common way to get in touch with Santa. Last year, Santa's post office saw 40,000 emails and 1.2 million letters. Anne Glossier is an elf at Santa's post office. She says Santa is just staying modern.
Santa is just getting on with the times, making sure that he talks to the kids where they go, which is computers and iPads and you know, mobile devices.
Santa's post office has been in business for 30 years, and this year they expect to receive letter number 20 million. Some people might be concerned by the sight of alcohol in convenience stores. However, the Canadian Convenience Stores Association is looking to change that. Sam Norlin has more.
Since 1927, two organizations have controlled Ontario's alcohol. The Liquor Control Board of Ontario and the Brewers Retail have been the sole source of liquor for Ontarians for these past 84 years. However, convenience stores across the province are looking to change that. FreeOurBeer.ca, a website started by the Canadian Convenience Store Association, released a petition earlier this year. The petition was aimed at allowing beer and wine sales in corner stores across the province. CCSA President Dave Bryan says the petition exceeded expectations.
Bottom line, it ended up putting petitions in over 3,000 convenience stores. We got signatures from 241 different communities in Ontario, where people actually lined up and signed pages of petitions to different people saying, we want more access.
Co-owner of the Wellington-based Rose Hill Run Winery, Lynn Sullivan, says that the increase in exposure could encourage small breweries.
Well, just better access to market. That's all. You know, right now it's very difficult for the small craft wineries and breweries to get their wine and beer distributed in the LCBO.
Ontario's support of the campaign is gaining momentum as well. An independent study found that 60% of the province's population is in favor of more access to alcohol. Bryan says that the outdated methods of alcohol distribution are frustrating the province's residents.
Millions of other Canadians in this country have access to beer and wine in a different delivery fashion through retail stores, except government controls. Convenience stores being one in Quebec and Newfoundland. If you can buy beer and wine in any convenience store in Newfoundland, why can't you buy it in Ontario? How archaic, right?
However, the movement has been deferred until February. The Ontario Board of Health wants to conduct a study on the possible effects of broader alcohol distribution.
So we'll have to wait and see. We will meet with new MPPs, because I can tell you even Liberal MPPs and cabinet ministers I've met with in the last 4 years, all of them said, geez, I wish I could go downstairs over my Queen's Park and get a bottle of wine in my local Rabba store, right?
Sam Normand, 91X News, Belleville.
The weather may be turning colder, but that's not stopping hardcore cyclists from pursuing their pastime. Tim Barra has a story.
As the days become shorter, motorists need to be extra careful while sharing the road with our two-wheeled friends. Linda Saris is the School of Media Studies coordinator at Loyalist College. She's also an avid cyclist.
It's amazing how much like a kid you feel when you ride your bike to work.
Sarah started the Get to Work Switch Gears program at the college, encouraging students and staff to ride their bikes to school. She says for night riders, brighter is better.
One of the things that concerns me most is when I see a person on a bicycle and it is dusk or it's darker than dusk and they have no lights. They have one little reflector at the back of their bike, and sometimes it might be covered up.
But the onus isn't only on the cyclists.
The other thing, obviously, is for motorists to take care and caution and to watch out for those people who don't illuminate themselves. If you see a slight movement, think, oh my gosh, what is that? And then pay attention.
Terry Briard is the Community Services Officer with Central Hastings OPP. He says teaching riders at a young age about safety is crucial.
So we try to focus on bike safety. We do all kinds of things. We give them all the grade 3s in our area a bicycle helmet, free of charge. It comes from our community policing committee.
The OPP runs a bike safety program for 3rd and 4th graders in April. Belleville Police also runs a children's safety village in the spring, focusing on road safety. Tim Baer, 91X News, Belleville.
That's 91X News to 505. Miller Reynolds has sports next.
37 Solar, Solar, Solar. Are you looking for a way to go green and make a sure investment? Or maybe you're just looking to make some extra cash that could potentially pay your mortgage? Then you need to think solar. 37 Solar. Thanks to the MicroFit and Fit program, the government is paying you a fixed rate for your power for the next 20 years. For more information, call 613-962-8623. That's 613-962-8623. Or email info at 37solar.com. 37 Solar, as reliable as the sun.
Good afternoon, I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X Sports. There are three games in Junior A hockey tonight. The Lindsay Muskies will take on the Kingston Voyagers at 7. The Brampton Capitals will hit the ice against the Markham Waxers at 7:30. And the Newmarket Hurricanes will match up against the Buffalo Junior Sabres, also at 7:30. There's just one game in Empire B this evening. The Picton Pirates will be taking on the Campbellford Rebels at 7:30. After losing two games back-to-back, the Belleville Bulls will try to bounce back against the Erie Otters at 7. There are no games scheduled for the NHL tonight. Winnipeg Blue Bombers star defensive back Jovan Johnson got a Grey Cup ring when he played for Saskatchewan in 2007, but sold it because he wasn't used in the game. Johnson got $10,000 for it on eBay, but he says he'll definitely keep the ring if the Blue Bombers win the cup on Sunday against BC.
It didn't matter to me who got it. I didn't feel as if I was a part of the organization. And for them to put me on practice roster going into the Grey Cup game, it was like a slap in the face to me. So I felt no need for it.
John Kennedy has been named the first commissioner of the National Basketball League of Canada. The native of Windsor, Ontario, has worked as a sports and entertainment marketing consultant for more than 12 years. League President Andre Levingston said in a statement Thursday, John has an extensive background working in professional sports as a business development manager, strategic planner, event marketer, and scout. The NBL is 5 weeks into its inaugural season. It has 7 franchises across Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick, Quebec, and Ontario. It's uncertain if Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Michael Vick will play Sunday against New England because of broken ribs. ESPN NFL insider John Clayton says as long as Vick feels good and is able to practice, he'll play if he's able to.
As long as he can get on the practice field and show that he can throw the football, he'll be able to play and start. But he has to be able to do it, and he probably needs to do it today. If he can go out there, pass the ball around, show that there's no decline in his throwing ability, at least on a temporary basis, because of those 2 cracked ribs, then he should be fine. This is his job, and this is his team.
Both sides in NBA labor negotiations have agreed to reopen talks and make one last run at trying to start the season on Christmas Day. Wednesday talks were focused on resolving lawsuits recently filed by the players. ESPN NBA insider Rick Butcher has more.
Representatives for the owners and players had informal talks this week, but at the risk of raining on this parade, don't make too much of it just yet. We've been down this road before. And from a legal standpoint, anytime one side reaches out to the other, they have to have discussions, because otherwise that becomes evidence in court that they are not attempting to bargain in good faith.
Talks will resume tomorrow after a break for the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91x weather.
This evening will be overcast with a high of 7 degrees. Clear skies throughout the night with a low of 5 degrees overnight. Friday morning will also be mainly sunny with a high of 7, with temperatures rising to plus 10 throughout the afternoon with cloudy periods. Right now it's 4 degrees, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
Quinty's New Rock Source.
Parental discretion is advised.
CJLX, 91.3 FM.
91X.fm.
Belleville.